The office staff at Representative Gary Sherman's office is stressed. The phone is ringing off the hook, voicemail is full, and 500 to 600 emails arrive every day from people for and against conceal and carry of weapons. The Fort Wayne Democrat voted for the bill, but won't say how he'll vote when the override attempt hits the assembly. He says all the attention has not changed his decision.
I'm not being pressured by any public officials. I'm not being pressured by the governor, as some people say. I'm not really being pressured by the NRA. They've never called me or called on me. There's just all this email. This has nothing to do with being pressured or you know, anybody directly trying to influence me. I haven't been offered anything. I haven't been threatened.
One email did get wide circulation among legislators. That was turned over to local police,
which said, "You understand that if this bill passes, you will be more likely to be assassinated." Now, I didn't take that as a person telling me that they were likely to assassinate me. I think they were just saying that their perception of the environment was that freer opportunity to carry concealed weapons would expose me to that danger, which I don't believe.
Sherman is in the Assembly Democratic Caucus leadership, and 2 months ago said he would not vote to override the governor's veto. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.